We are so thankful to Jim Campbell and Chevy Racing. And we are so thankful to, in fact, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, because they're also making it possible for us to be here, which means that Bud Denker, the chairman of this great race and the president of Penske Corporation, executive vice president of Team Penske, made it possible, and he happens to be sitting right across from me right now. I first have to say, Bud, because I know that racing is your thing, and you do it so well around the world. But you throw a pretty doggone good party, too. And last night's grand premiere was fabulous.
It was an amazing event last night. So many people were there, 300-plus. And what was really evident to me was how much people enjoyed being out again. Hugs, handshakes, being together, the camaraderie. And these are CEO-level type people that were there with their spouses or their partners, and they were there to have an amazing evening. And we had a great MC, which was Paul W. Smith. It was great to see Kim last night. Yeah. I mean, we raised a lot of money for a very worthwhile charity, which was the most important thing.
I know that the actual final figures aren't in because you do what I do with my golf tournament. Thank you again for Penske being one of our sponsors. We give the net number, because that's really the only way to know how much you've earned. And so you still have some bills to pay off and all of that, but it's hundreds of thousands of dollars raised now for the Belle Isle Conservancy. And Michelle Hodges did not even have to jump into a fountain. So my kind of personal goal was to try to keep her out of the fountain last night, and it worked that way.
Yeah.
And Mike Montry, who really works right here to keep this the bones of this race going and all that sort of heavy lifting that goes on. But I understand that you also had, for the party last night, special help from Eric Larson. So he deserves some kudos for being able to throw up a tent under the worst of circumstances and in the least amount of time ever for a tent that size.
No doubt. We were looking at a place the goalposts kept changing here the last few months, right, in terms of the rules, the guidelines.
Bud would have to send me an email. Okay, we're not going to be here now. Now we're going to be over here. So I was waiting on the drive-in last night. I hope we're still there.
We were. It was a great location. We had Campus Martius last night for our reception across their Cadillac Square. But what was so cool about last night was, first of all, it was a beautiful evening.
Beautiful.
And we celebrated it under these beautiful lights in the buildings of downtown Detroit. And that was majestic for everybody. And Eric Larson, as you said, in the team, really bailed us out. The DDP, he's the CEO of the DDP. They do so much for downtown Detroit. Their workers are all out here this morning cleaning this place up again like they do in downtown Detroit. Can't thank them enough. And Belle Isle right now is sparkling.
It is.
And what's also so good is to see Ann and see Link, see all your team here again, face-to-face, and things that we haven't done in so long, right?
Right.
So those things are happening now. It's so good to see the media out here. Our safety workers are out here. The smiles, that's what it's all about.
Miss Smile USA, Kim DiGiulio, is down at the other end here.
Yes.
And we saw her. We were taking pictures by one of the race cars, Link was, and she just has that infectious smile.
She does.
I wish I could smile that often and like that all the time. Smiles mean so much.
It does.
They are sometimes maybe underappreciated, but a smile can really make things happen in a variety of ways. And what we saw last night were full faces, and therefore, for the first time in a year and a half, full smiles.
No doubt.
And it struck me at how much I've missed smiles.
I agree with you. And here this weekend, here, ironically, Michigan, been a tough state, obviously, restrictive-wise, we're going to be the first race weekend for IndyCar and for the IMSA Racing Series to have no mask, no social distancing. The paddock is open. You know, Indianapolis 2 weeks ago, you had to wear a mask still. You had to have a vaccination to get into the paddock area. We're not having that here. So people can come down tomorrow. Tickets available. Come down on Sunday. Tickets available at DetroitGP.com and be part of that scene. Today is Comerica Free Day. We are sold out today. So if you don't have a pass, please don't come down today because you've got to have a pass to get in. But other than that, tomorrow is open and Sunday's open. We're going to sell it out, I'm sure, as well. Thanks to the help of you all. Thanks for being here again as well.
DetroitGP.com. DetroitGP.com. Can't say it enough. It's going to be spectacular. The weather's going to cooperate, I know. It is certainly right now a stunningly beautiful day.
Yes.
And the more people we get in Saturday and Sunday, the better we look to the world, because they'll have cameras and helicopters and maybe blimps and right on the ground. And this is what you can't buy, this kind of promotional advertising that we get from this wonderful race, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And I thank you and Roger and your Mike and your entire team for doing such a great job. It's first class all the way, bud. First class.
Well, that's what I learned from my boss. He's been a great mentor and a great friend to me, Roger Penske, and wouldn't be any other way, frankly, for us. And we're so glad to host people here to our city, host Belle Isle. Remember, this is all about Belle Isle and giving back to Belle Isle, and that's what we're here. By the way, the Scott Fountain at 9:05 today will turn on for the first time. It'll be on the entire summer for people to enjoy because the Grand Prix is here.
And they make it 5 minutes after my show ends, and I can't really go into any of the details as to why that might be the case.
Well,
just think of the little Dutch boy, but that's another story.
Well,
but,
and you mentioned coverage. We're going to have 6 hours of network coverage the next 2 days.
Oh, wow.
That's more than the Super Bowl had when it was here. 6 hours of coverage here, which is the world's going to see this postcard to the world of our beautiful waterfront, our city, and Belle Isle is something you can't measure.
I talked to my friend Mike Fallahy, and he was coming back from the Cars and Cigars thing that I usually also MC. But, you know, we're going to stack stuff on top now just to catch up. And he was driving his brand-new Corvette and having a ball. And when I reminded him that we will have those mid-engine Corvettes racing here on Belle Isle this weekend,
yes,
a lot of people don't know that. And a lot of people love to see cars that they see on the streets and maybe are lucky enough to own in a racing situation like that. When's that happening?
Well, practice will start here at 8 o'clock. It's going to be loud here in a little bit.
I love that.
We're not at a golf course. We're at a racetrack. And those cars will be on track practicing today for several times, qualifying this afternoon. They're going to race tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 5 in the evening, tomorrow Saturday, after the IndyCar race. So the IndyCar race is at 2 o'clock. The sports car race is at 5 o'clock going into the evening, so it'll be a very cool evening out here. And then Sunday, IndyCar is racing at noon, earlier than normal, for network coverage.